Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Coral bleaching occurs when the symbiosis between corals and their symbiotic zooxanthellae breaks down. This results in the loss of the brown symbionts and a rapid whitening or bleaching of the coral host. This is a stress response. If the temperature decreases, the stressed coral can recover. If it persists, the affected colony can die. The impacts from coral bleaching are becoming global in scale and are increasing in frequency and intensity. Mass coral bleaching generally happens when temperatures around coral reefs exceed 1 degree centigrade above the area's historical norm for 4 weeks or more. Sea surface temperature increases have been strongly associated with El Niño weather patterns. However, light intensity during flat, calm conditions also plays a critical role in triggering bleaching response. If temperatures climb to more than 20 degrees centigrade for similar or longer periods, coral mortalities following bleaching increase. Mass coral bleaching was not documented in the scientific literature before 1979. However, significant mass bleaching events have since been reported in 1982, 1987, and 1992, and the strongest sea surface warming event ever recorded occurred in 1998, where an estimated 46% of corals in the Western Indian Ocean were heavily impacted or died. In 2005, sea surface temperatures in the Caribbean were the highest reported in more than 100 years, and there was also significant coral bleaching following this warning. These reports continue. Extensive and poorly managed land development can also threaten coral reefs. Within the last 20 years, once prolific mangrove forests, which absorb massive amounts of nutrients and sediment from runoff caused by farming and construction of roads, buildings, ports, channels, and harbors, are being destroyed. Nutrient-rich water causes fleshy algae and phytoplankton to thrive in coastal areas in suffocating amounts known as algae blooms, which disrupt the nutrient balance of reef communities. Thus, both the loss of wetlands and mangrove habitats are considered to be significant factors affecting water quality on inshore reefs, in turn causing the spread of infectious diseases among corals. And as if this were not enough, coral reefs are suffering from the paradoxical situation that we are loving reefs to death. Visitors to reefs add stresses, in some cases tipping the balance, such that immune-suppressed corals become susceptible to further disease spread and die. In addition, the marine souvenir and curio trade is responsible for the denuding of reefs all around the world. Corals are taken for jewelry and as live rock for aquaria, and reef fishes and other organisms are sold in preserved forms in trinket shops and alive in pet shops. According to the U.S. Coral Reef Action Plan, the U.S. is the world's largest importer of ornamental coral reef species, and as such has a critical responsibility to address degradation of coral reef ecosystems that may arise from destructive collection practices and unsustainable trade. The U.S. has banned the use of most destructing fishing practices, and collection of stony corals and live rock are prohibited in most federal, state, and territorial waters. However, unenlightened U.S. tourists still join tourists from many other parts of the globe to buy reef souvenirs, unwittingly contributing to the dramatic decline of reefs around the world. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.